It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
Well, we'll start with this. The Dane County Board of Supervisors this month voted to purchase about 165 acres of land for $6.4 million with the intention of donating it to the Ho-Chunk Nation. The property near the Yahara River, just southeast of Madison, includes archaeological sites culturally significant to the tribe. The property also includes ecological resources in its Mud Lake Basin that county officials want to protect, so they're planning to place a conservation easement on the site to protect it from development. The site includes 6 recorded archaeological sites and 22 ancient burial mound groupings. It includes the 3rd largest remaining mound group in the country. Wisconsin once had tens of thousands of these ancient indigenous burial mounds, but they were destroyed by development the past 200 years. The Ho-Chunk Nation has been at the forefront in protecting remaining mounds in the state. That's fascinating that Wisconsin led the nation in that.
Absolutely. We have so much history here. I think it's really cool, especially when you start dealing with the Ho-Chunk Nation around the state. It's cool. Yeah. It's very cool. In other stories that you need to know this morning, an independent candidate for governor is now filming himself going to Milwaukee neighborhoods and stealing campaign yard signs for Francesca Hong and Ryan Clancy, which is a violation of state law. Probably not good to record it. Carlos Lamar Dixon posted a video on Facebook on May 27th showing himself taking a yard out of the taking yard signs out of the ground. I'll get the words out this morning. And then loading them into his car. He filmed a similar video on May 28th. He's now criticizing Democratic Socialist candidates based on the Democratic Socialist of America's original ties to Zionism, which the DSA has since shed. State law says that no person can deface, destroy, or remove any legally placed election campaign advertising poster with penalties up to $100 fine. Now, local police say that the action can fall under theft and damage to property, which can bring the fines, can bring higher fines or jail time. Here's the thing. Don't do this first and foremost because it's illegal, but then don't be stupid enough to record yourself doing it and put it on social media.
Well, that's why he's an independent candidate for governor. Francesca Hong's response was funny though. She just said, I don't care that he's stealing them. They're just so expensive. now she's got to replace them.
That's right.
And they cost a lot of money.
They do.
All right. Leaving Wisconsin for a moment, the Supreme Court yesterday ruled for a black death row inmate from Mississippi who claims there was racial bias in the makeup of the jury that convicted him. By a 5-4 vote, the justices sided with Terry Pitchford, who was sentenced to death for his role in the killing of a grocery store owner. In this case, whether due to confusion, oversight, an overly hurried jury selection process, or some other cause, things broke down. That was Justice Brett Kavanaugh writing for the court. Chief Justice John Roberts and the court's 3 liberal justices joined with Kavanaugh in this. There were 11 white jurors and 1 black juror in a trial with similarities to that of another black man on Mississippi's death row, whose conviction the high court overturned 7 years ago. See, another reason you can't have AI. We talked about this yesterday. AI juries. I don't want AI juries, but they'd be colorblind. No, all they see is machine. I don't know what color that is, but I don't want that.
Finally, in stuff you need to know, Claude Lemieux.
I put this in for Frank, by the way.
Okay, all right. I think he just joined back in here to the stream. But Claude Lemieux, a 4-time Stanley Cup champion, whose ferocious, hard-hitting style of play angered opponents and sometimes overshadowed his skills and ability to deliver in the biggest games, has actually died after taking his own life. According to authorities, he was 60 years old. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that deputies responded just after 3 a.m. to the scene of an apparent suicide at a furniture store showroom in Lake Park, Florida. The Sheriff's Office said that the victim was believed to be Lemieux. Just 3 days ago, he was the Montreal Canadiens torchbearer prior to Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final at Bell Centre. And as a player, He was a mix of talent. He was a little abrasive, and he wasn't afraid to cross the line in the name of competition. He actually won the Smythe? Okay,
Smythe.
Thank you. Trophy as playoff MVP. I'll defer to the actual sports people. After scoring 13 goals in 20 games for the New Jersey Devils to help them win their first championship in 1995. Comments, Frank?
Yeah, real quick. Couple of things. One, I was watching the game live where he was the torchbearer for the Canadiens game. So I just saw him on my TV days ago, and then I saw this news pop up yesterday. I was beyond shocked like everybody else. One real quick thing also about him. If you like hockey, if you are starting to get into hockey and you want to go look at like real fun stuff, like ferocious fights and whatnot, look up Claude Lemieux, Avalanche versus Red Wings in the 1990s. During COVID, I watched like old games that were on YouTube that I didn't watch because I was too young.
Sure. Okay.
It's a blast. Go have fun. He was a great player. He was, you know what? Mostly painted as a villain on the ice.
Sure.
Which is kind of what we need. Like in sports, it makes the story more fun.
Sure.
He was one of those lovable villains. You'd love to have him on your team. One of those guys you hated to play against, but apparently just the nicest guy in the world. So just all around
really sad. You're
talking
about villains in sports, and we're up in arms over a crotch chop by Uribe on the Brewers. But, you know, hey, whatever.
I stand by the crotch chop. I love it.
Whatever.
Chop that crotch, brother. I'm all in. All right. Well, it's time now for the big story. And if you've got a TV, you know this. Ad spending has started in the Wisconsin Democratic primary for governor, and it is outside groups. Jamie, your favorite thing. Outside groups and money in politics.
That's right. You know, I love to talk about this. But I find this fascinating because these outside groups are really in full force already. If you've been paying attention or you've watched any of your favorite shows, And they're all right now PACs that are not anti-Tom Tiffany. They are all PACs that are basically putting in a good word for the Democratic pool of candidates. That's essentially what these PACs are right now. But they're coming from all over to support our local candidates, which is, you know, hey, that's is where the bee in my bonnet comes from.
Yeah, Wisconsin Forward Fund is one of the groups. They're backing Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Wisconsin Future Rising is backing David Crowley. Both have started with six-figure television ad buys in Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay. According to this story, neither group is really big. They're not really prominent groups, but if they're spending six figures, that's a nice chunk of change, and it can raise somebody's profile who may be, you know, Sarah Rodriguez, no disrespect, she's not polling very well. She kind of shot herself in the foot, and she's fallen off. David Crowley, good guy. He's also not one of the projected front runners at this point.
Yeah.
So if your campaign doesn't have to spend six figures.
Sure. That's to really bolster yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What I think is weird about these particular groups, though, if you happen to see these commercials on your TV, and I'm going to assume there's probably some digital pre-roll ads as well that are probably going to roll out at some point because, you know, that's the world we live in. Most of these groups that are backing some of these candidates right now aren't actually registered with the state's tracking system of political action groups. And the two groups you mentioned in particular backing Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez and County Executive Crawley, neither one of them actually have really great social media presence either. In fact, what they do have was just recently launched. So obviously they're trying to make sure that people can go check them out as well if they happen to see these ads, I guess. That's when it starts getting a little weird for me. Like if you're not really that established and you have to go out and establish yourself before you start running these ads, I don't know. It always leaves me with kind of a weird feeling when I start seeing who
the people are behind it.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And where this money came from. And is it tied at at all to the candidates or their campaigns? Because we know the Democratic Party in Wisconsin is not going to spend any money till there is a winner in the primary.
Right.
And then they've got the most money, so they'll start pumping it in once there's a candidate. But right now, we don't know. And the other thing is, we saw in the polls, most voters are undecided for the Democrats right now.
Yeah.
They have no idea. So you wonder who is behind this money that's pushing to get two of the not lesser known, but underperforming at this point candidates this money to try to raise their profiles.
And this is why these PACs are always interesting to me and why I wished we didn't have them, because these outside groups can spend money basically on any candidate without being subject to the same sort of disclosure laws as the campaigns themselves. So that means that you're getting potentially a powerful money boost, while the smaller donors to campaigns might just be trickling in. And those are actually capped by state law. And let's also be clear that it's also wealthier individuals who throw their weight behind a given candidate and then put them into these PACs so that they can't be directly tied to the candidate.
Well, and it's also a way for the candidates then to disavow any knowledge of, and we've heard it. We've heard it a million times. We've talked about it a bunch. How do I know where the money's coming from?
Mm-hmm.
It's from a PAC. I don't know who is. So there's a lot of shady things happening when it comes to money in politics.
There is.
And it's going to, at 7:30, 7:35, we're going to talk about strategy in general from the Republican standpoint, because if you were with us yesterday, and if not, you can always go to Spotify and listen to the podcast of the show. We talked about Tom Tiffany's latest ads.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to talk to a former Republican strategist to give us kind of the strategy. But the money part is different, and that's always very shady.
Tom Tiffany is the candidate for the Republicans endorsed by the state party just a couple of weeks ago. So he's already been able to raise more money without any sort of competitive primary opponent. And he actually has already started running ads. He's been doing that since April.
He started in April.
Here's the thing that always bothers me about these ads, too, especially in a state like Wisconsin. How much of the advertising actually works? Because voters are, we are so overwhelmed with elections in this state.
Right.
It feels like it's always election season. And campaign officials will tell you that it's necessary. You've got to advertise. And I've worked on campaigns, so I understand that. You need the name recognition. But as voters, do we actually really care?
Have you ever seen one of those
commercials, though, and been like, ooh, that's definitely changed my mind now? No.
It hasn't it hasn't changed my mind, but it will give me name awareness.
Sure.
So if I'm, I hadn't heard of that candidate, that's intriguing. Then I would go and research that candidate. So I get it, especially if you're, and those will drop off the more, the closer we get to November, you drop off, and after the primary, all these other ones.
It's just so exhausting in this state.
It is exhausting, and I hate seeing them, because I know, like a lot of people, I know who I'm voting for.
Pick your primary candidate and then support whoever wins, even if it's not your candidate. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah, because I want to watch the wheel
uninterrupted. And get money out of politics.